So joining me now is the winning trainer of the 2015 Grand Cup here at York, and that is trainer Peter Niven, who trains Clever Cookie. Peter, straight away, dead heat in the race last year. This year he's won it very nicely.
Yeah, and probably a stronger race this year. But he has, obviously last year he was coming off the back of a very long hurdle campaign. And this year we've freshened him up during the winter, and he's repaid us as such.
And on his seasonal debut at Chester, we saw him win on soft ground. Good ground out there today. Were you a bit concerned about the ground, or did you think he'd suit it well?
Well, I've always believed that this horse, his family all want good ground, but what this horse doesn't want is firm ground. So if it's good to firm or firm, he will not run. And we just about ruined him last year, running him in the Eber and John Smith's Cup. So if we stay away with the word firm, obviously the rain yesterday helped enormously, and it was ideal. I had a walk around the track. It was on the easy side of good. Probably good, actually. I mean, what I would call good, but the flat boys would probably call on the easy side of good. And it was absolutely ideal for him.
And looking ahead, we're only a few weeks away now from Royal Ascot. Some bookmakers making him as short as 10-1 to win the Ascot Gold Cup. Ground dependent, will he run in that race?
Yeah, he will run ground dependent as long as he's all right, which there's no reason why he won't do. The whole idea of coming here is he's a horse that likes coming to races. So just to keep his mettle up, so I wasn't having to drill him at home as such. And as long as it rains somewhere, as long as it's decent ground, I don't want to ruin the horse. I've only got one good one, so I want to keep it, really.
And if he doesn't go to Royal Ascot for whatever reason, is there a plan in place for him to, obviously, to run elsewhere throughout the season?
Obviously, York has a good staying plan for the big Eber meeting and before, and so there's those races. There's obviously a race in France. There's always the target for this horse has been the Champions Day in October in Ascot, so that will guarantee soft ground and probably a Doncaster Cup before that.
Peter, thank you very much for your time, and congratulations on training the winner of the 2015 Grand Cup with Clever Cookie.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You make it sound so